Welcome to London's Imperial Landmarks, featuring Royal Relics, the podcast where we dive deep into the stories behind the objects, symbols, and moments that have shaped British history. I'm your host, Anthony, and today we're exploring one of the most iconic symbols of monarchy, the coronation chair, a sacred relic housed in Westminster Abbey for over 700 years. And we'll also talk about a modern milestone in this chair's long history, the day King Charles III was crowned. Let's begin with the coronation chair itself, a symbol that has stood at the heart of royal power for centuries. The coronation chair, also known as St. Edward's chair, has been used for the enthronement of almost every British monarch since it was built in 1296, making it one of the oldest and most famous pieces of furniture in the world. It was commissioned by King Edward I to house the Stone of Scone, a stone steeped in legend and history that was used for the coronation of Scottish kings. This stone, also called the Stone of Destiny, was taken by Edward I as a symbol of his conquest of Scotland. He had it placed within a specially designed wooden chair that would come to be the centerpiece of coronations. Crafted from sturdy oak, the chair was originally gilded and painted, designed to be a spectacular sight for onlookers. While much of its original ornamentation has faded over the centuries, traces of its former grandeur can still be seen. Carved lions were later added at the base of the chair in the 16th century, emphasizing its regal significance. The coronation chair is not just a symbol of royal power, but also of the union and history of the British Isles. It has witnessed the crowning of kings and queens from every generation of the English and later British monarchy. Every monarch since Edward II in 1308 has been crowned while seated on this chair. For centuries, the chair has been a target of history itself. During the English Civil War, it was hidden to prevent it from being destroyed by the parliamentarians. In early 1900, suffragettes, fighting for women's right to vote, planted a bomb near it, causing minor damage. The Stone of Scone, too, has been a focal point of controversy, famously stolen by Scottish nationalists in 1950 before being recovered months later. The coronation of King Charles III, a modern ceremony steeped in tradition. Fast forward to May 6, 2023, when King Charles III became the latest monarch to be crowned while seated in this historic chair. His coronation was a momentous occasion, marking the first coronation of a British monarch in the 21st century. Westminster Abbey, where every coronation since 1066 has taken place, was once again the setting for this majestic ceremony. Charles ascended the throne following the death of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II, the longest reigning monarch in British history. His coronation came at a time of change and reflection for the monarchy, with public opinion divided on the future role of the royal family in modern Britain. Yet, in keeping with tradition, the coronation ceremony echoed centuries-old rituals, blending the ancient with the contemporary. The day began with Charles arriving at Westminster Abbey in a procession from Buckingham Palace, accompanied by the grand spectacle of military personnel, religious leaders, and global dignitaries. Once inside, the service itself was filled with symbolic acts. Charles swore the coronation oath, promising to govern the people with justice and mercy. He was then anointed with holy oil, a sacred moment that, like his predecessors, he chose to experience in private, shielded from public view by a golden canopy. The anointing is considered the most spiritual aspect of the coronation, symbolizing the divine right of kings, and it's one of the key moments that connects the monarch to centuries of tradition. This moment, like so many others in the coronation service, was steeped in historical symbolism, with Charles following in the footsteps of the monarchs before him. Of course, one of the most significant moments was when King Charles III sat upon the coronation chair. With the Stone of Scone now returned to Scotland since 1996, it was temporarily brought back to Westminster Abbey for this occasion, symbolizing the enduring link between Scotland and the British crown. As Charles sat upon the chair, the crown was placed upon his head by the Archbishop of Canterbury. This act is the defining moment of every coronation, where the monarch is formally invested with the royal power and dignity. But this coronation also had some modern elements. The guest list was a reflection of Britain's diverse society and its international standing. Representatives from across the Commonwealth and world leaders filled the abbey. The music, too, incorporated both traditional anthems and modern compositions, including pieces by British composers of the 21st century. And of course, the coronation was broadcast globally, with millions watching live, a reminder of the enduring fascination with royal tradition in the age of the internet. The coronation of King Charles III was a deeply symbolic day, a bridge between the past and the present. Sitting on the same coronation chair that has borne the weight of kings and queens for centuries, Charles became a part of history, embodying both continuity and change. Closing thought. As we look back, the coronation chair stands as a testament to the endurance of British monarchy and tradition. Despite wars, political upheavals, and social transformations, the rituals surrounding the crown remain. The coronation of King Charles III was another chapter in this long history, a moment that will be remembered not just for its grandeur, but for its unique blend of ancient ceremony and modern relevance. Thank you for joining me on this journey through royal history. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll explore the intriguing tales behind more royal relics and their connection to the past, present, and future. Until next time, this is your host, Anthony, signing off on this episode of Royal Relics.